Respecting bound conscience is not a form of selfishness or an excuse to sin. Instead, it means that the very people who hold different, opposing viewpoints on a particular moral issue based upon their understanding of scripture, tradition, and reason must recognize the bound conscience of the other, of their neighbor who disagrees with them.
That's kind of a mythological understanding of what Luther's saying. What Luther's saying there is that his conscience is bound to the Word of God. You're pushing this into an individual who has the ability to say yes or no, right or wrong, what is good and evil in his or her own sight. This couldn't be anything further from the truth of the way that Luther himself taught about the conscience. A conscience that's bound to anything other than God's word is enslaved to idolatry. You've turned your conscience into the ultimate judge, the one who is, in essence, God himself. So your idol is your own conscience, is deciding what is right and wrong and refusing to listen to God's word and resisting the work of the Holy Spirit.